The next patient is Joan Thomas. The last name is T-H-O-M-A-S. First name is Joe, J-O, space A-N-N. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old African-American female that is referred to the clinic because of the presence of the CKD stage 3A. This patient has, in the back history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and a history of a pericardial window that was done in 2010. The reason for the pericarditis and the pericardial effusion is unknown, and we don't have any papers related to this. At the time of the evaluation, this patient doesn't have a urinalysis or a protein creatinine in the urine, so it's gonna be difficult to complete the evaluation. However, in December the 21st of 2022, the patient had a serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 18, and serum electrolytes with a normal limit. And a GFR that was 54 mLs per minute. Period. We are going to order a workup for CKD, including the evaluation with the vitamin D, ultrasound of the kidneys, and also a protein creatinine ratio, microalbumin creatinine ratio, PTH, and also we are going to request uric acid. Number two, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia that has been under control. Number three, essential hypertension. The patient has been taking losartan with potassium, and the blood pressure today is 145/92. However, the patient claims that at home, the blood pressure is under much better control. The patient is requested to keep a log and brought the log of the blood pressure and the heart rate, as well as the body weight, for the next appointment in order to have a better information. Following number, osteoarthritis. Following number, the patient seems to have some problems with the eyes. Whether or not the patient has a hypertensive retinopathy is unknown, but is mentioned in the referral, and we are going to ask the patient to gather information from the eye doctor in order to have a better documentation. Following number, whether or not the patient has coronary artery disease is unknown. When I interview the patient, there are no signs or symptoms or history of any intervention in the heart. I want to thank Dr. Lachica, L-A-C-H-I-C-A, for the kind referral. We are going to do the basic laboratory workup, and we'll reevaluate the patient afterwards. Period paragraph. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes with the documentation.